welcome to Miss Bossy Boots, inspiring leadership for women in business. My name is Stacey Morgan. I'm the principal of Port Macquarie Performing Arts, a dance school on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. And joining me is my co-host, Jane Hilton. G'day, Jane.
Hi, Stace.
Forgot to give you a little plug there. Jane is the managing director of Dragonfly Marketing.
I am indeed.
How was your holiday?
Stace, I had such a transformational holiday. I not only had 4 weeks of wonderful rest and relaxation.
4 weeks.
4 weeks.
Love it.
Yep. Spent some wonderful time with my family reconnecting. I felt I really actually managed to have conversations with them instead of actually talking and listening but not actually hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really enriching and nourishing for the soul. And I must say I spent a lot of time thinking, a lot of time planning, which is very relevant to our conversation that we're about to embark on, and just putting life into perspective. So I feel I've really come back this year, starting 2017, on a whole new energy level with a really different perspective. So I'm really excited. What about yourself?
Well, it's been a little while since we've been in touch for Miss Bossy Boots, and I don't think either of us intended for the break to be that long, but we had a couple of catch-up sessions where we intended on recording episodes, but we got talking about bigger picture stuff. We got talking about strategy and where we wanted to go and what we wanted to do, and kind of the end of the year was a really good time to evaluate what we had done, and we were, you know, very pleased with Miss Bossy Boots itself and how far that we've come. So we thought that we would spend today filling everybody in on those discussions and where we're at and where Miss Bossy Boots is moving forward.
Yeah, yep. And Stace, you know, both of us as business owners and as award finalists of the innovation, the local innovation, we love a little bit of innovation, and I think we're always very conscious of how we can do things better because we're doing that in our businesses all the time. So our conversations were really around, okay, you know, what's good about Miss Bossy Boots? What can we do better? Is it hitting the mark? And what do we think people like about it? And we've certainly had lots of conversations, and we've shared experiences that we've had with other people where they've come up to us and said, I really, really enjoy your podcast. I find it really inspiring. And a lot of people mentioned that they love the podcast where you and I are talking about our experiences.
So we did a couple of different episodes at the end of last year, some where we were interviewing other people and then others where we were just talking amongst ourselves. Yeah. But I think the big thing to come out of that was these people that we were talking to really helped us identify our target market.
Yes.
And that's always important whenever you're doing anything. You always want to make sure you know who you're talking to. And I think for you and I, we both got a bit surprised with the people that we were talking to, because in starting Miss Bossy Boots, we both thought that we would be talking to strictly women that were running their own businesses in leadership roles. That was kind of the brief that we came up with and where we started to pitch the podcast in the beginning. But what we have found through people listening is that we have been talking to not just women, but men as well.
Yep.
Not just people who run their own business, but people who just love the podcast and get different hints and tips from the business discussions that we have for their own lives, which was really, really awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, people who I guess have their careers within organisations, they're employees, they're not employers, which surprised me because I thought, I thought our conversations were really quite specific to business owners, and but they're not. You know, I guess the topics and the foundations that we talk about, the fundamentals that we talk about, really can be applied to any situation, and even in the case if people aren't working, you know, it might be on a personal level that they're wanting to, you know, instill some values in their life that they might relate to. So,
and that's the thing. There are so many things that we talked about during talking about the fundamentals, and we called them the fundamentals of business, but really those fundamentals cross over into lifestyle and into choices. And it was really interesting to see a broad range of people coming back to us and saying, yes, that I totally resonated with what you said about that in my family, not just in my in my work life, in my home life as well. So we had some time to do some planning and to do some thinking, and we thought moving forward to 2017 that we would try and take a little bit of a different slant for Miss Bossy Boots.
Mm-hmm. look, this will probably keep evolving. But what we thought we would do is spend a little bit more time, Stace and I, talking about our experiences and sharing our experiences, because at the end of the day, we are the Miss Bossy Boots that we
that's very true.
Based this whole thing on. We have our own businesses. You know, we have a busy life where we're not in, and I won't say in charge, but we lead, you know, family members, we lead business, you know, employees, we lead teams of contractors, we lead, you know, community organisations. Yep. We're, you know, so I think we've got so much to share, and certainly the feedback from other people was that they felt so much more enriched and empowered by listening to our personal stories. And that's not to say that we're not going to incorporate other people into the podcast. We absolutely are.
Yeah.
But we just thought maybe we have underestimated how much of a story that we both have to tell.
And not necessarily a story of here's all the things I know.
No.
And I'm so great at all of these things and let me tell you why. But more just when we get stuck. See, for those of you listening, Jane and I would get together on a recording day and we would get into the studio and the mics wouldn't be on and we would go, oh, I'm so struggling with this, and or we did this week that was great, and we would have this conversation that started off, we thought, was a, hey, how you going? And 40 minutes later, mm-hmm. we would go, oh, quick, we better record the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then we'd put our podcast voices on and record our podcast, our professional business podcast. But what we realized was there was actually so much gold in that initial conversation, that initial catch up between two women who were both kind of in the trenches trying to have a home life and a family life and a business life and a work life and a life outside that we thought we would try just kicking it off by capturing some of those conversations. So we tried really hard today not to talk, didn't we? Hi, how you going? Good, mic's on.
Yep, straight in. Yeah, and I think that's too because Stace and I bounce off each other really well in terms of our energy levels. So that first 40 minutes when we'd come in, you know, with so much energy and passion and frustration or whatever the emotion was that was wrapped up in that storytelling. So, you know, I hope that by changing the dynamic of it slightly, we can still add a lot of value to you guys, but also kind of inject some of that energy and passion out your way to help inspire you guys as well.
Yeah. The last thing we wanted to be is just you and I rabbiting on. So we're going to include people in our discussions like we were in 2016. Mm-hmm. But we're going to try and make it less of a business interview structure and more of a general conversation. So we'll still be working around the 12 fundamentals of business and life. And perhaps we should rename them that. Business and life.
Good idea.
12 fundamentals of business and life.
Yeah.
And we're going to, you know, pick one of those fundamentals to discuss with our special guest rather than drilling them and grilling them for answers to our questions.
Because there's plenty of business podcasts out there for you all to listen to, and we can certainly recommend plenty of fantastic ones that we listen to.
I think that's an episode in itself.
That's right. but we're going to do this a bit differently.
So with all of that in mind, we thought we'd spend this first episode in 2017 talking about the importance of that downtime, the importance of having rest and recovery. And I hope that you guys have had as much rest and recovery time as Jane. I don't know if everyone's lucky enough to have rest and recovery time like you, Jane. But the importance of starting the new year on the right foot.
That's right. And Stace, that was necessary for me. I had pretty much got to I wasn't burnt out, but I was close last year. So I had to do that. I had to prioritise me. I had to prioritise my family. But I've spoken about my rest, Stace. I'd love to hear more about yours and your Christmas festivities and how it treated you.
Well, Christmas is kind of the busiest time for me as a principal in my role. There aren't as many dance classes to do because we do break for the school holidays. But insofar as organising the year and setting ourselves up well for the year, it's not downtime for me. Mm. My family go on a holiday in February every year, and we have done since I was little. Mm. We used to go with mum and dad, and then we grew up and didn't anymore. And then my brother and I suddenly felt left out, and so we started hijacking my parents' holiday. And now that we all have families and children of our own, all of our families hijack my parents' holiday. So I've been looking forward to that break that's coming up in February.
Right.
But as far as the break over the Christmas period goes, I didn't really have one. Mm. And that's was That was mainly because I moved house, so that's never a break.
Yeah.
And that always seems like not as big of a job as it ends up being.
Oh, gosh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know why, because you can do it several times in your life at different stages with different amounts of stuff. But every time I really underestimate how much time and energy and stress it's going to take.
Stace, I think what you underestimate there too is the emotional upheaval as well. I think when you're decluttering, because you do, is when you're moving, you tend to declutter. So you're getting rid of a lot of stuff that has a lot of energy. And it takes a lot of you to sometimes say goodbye to certain things. And that takes a lot of commitment too, because sometimes you have to make hard decisions about what stays and what goes.
Yes.
And, you know, you've got children that you're, you know, possibly looking at items and going, well, they're never going to need that again, so I need to say goodbye to that, you know.
Yes.
So there's so much energy that goes into that, which I think can be quite draining.
Yeah.
And it can be quite liberating getting rid of some of that stuff. And for you, you know, you're on your next journey. You're moving to a new house, and it's a next phase in life for you. So there's a lot of excitement that goes around there too. But then you've got the mundane and the physicality.
Yeah.
Like, it's huge. That's a huge job to have to put on top of a huge, you know, year of wrap-up concerts, or a huge month of wrap-up concerts, which again would be so much of your energy.
Yeah.
So much of your passion, everything that you've worked for that year, you know, to come off that and then go into that, that's massive.
Yeah, and it was huge. And it wasn't kind of until, because we decided to move in the first week of January, because what better time to move when it's stinking hot?
Yeah.
And it was, the moving part, what we did was, because we knew we were moving at Christmas time. So in the 3 months leading up to Christmas, we decided once a week on a Thursday night, we would just tackle a room. And so we thought, yeah, we got this. A room every week. So for 10 weeks, off we go. Oh. And we did that.
Yeah.
Like, quite religiously, four or five hours, got stuck into it. Then there was still 2 weeks worth of, oh my goodness. And you're exactly right. Getting rid of stuff, what goes into storage, what goes to where we go, because we're not moving to our new house now. We're kind of in between. So it's just been, and then you do move on the big day. The movers come and they take everything, and then you go back to the house and you're nowhere near finished.
Yes.
You know that feeling?
Yes.
Where you go, all my stuff is gone, but there is random stuff in every room.
That I have to think about and do something with.
Yeah. Why is that still here?
Yes.
And does it, you're like, ugh. So that went on for a couple of days, and then, you know, you hand over the keys and that's all done. And then you go to your new place and you go, oh my goodness, I don't know where anything is.
Yeah.
And I'm still there. Like, we're like 4 weeks later and I still don't know. I had to teach tap the other day and I just couldn't find my tap shoes. I know you have that drama all the time. I can never find my tap shoes. Well, but for me, I was like, I need my tap shoes.
I can appreciate that frustration. And because, Stace, you're always in a rush. Because we're busy.
Yeah.
And so that's the last thing you need, because you've left yourself 60 seconds to get out of that door. You don't have the extra 2 minutes and 59 seconds to find them.
No. And then when things come up like car rego and insurance and where is that documentation and where are those? It's just been a couple of – so I'd love that you've had 4 weeks of lovely – and honestly – when I first saw you, I was like, she totally has had 4 weeks, because you look like a different woman.
Yes.
You're so fired up and ready to go. And I feel like a wet rag that's been like wrung out. So if I don't look like that, then that's just concealer. And my short hair makes things easier to manage. But yeah, it's been a bit of a time.
Yeah. So will you get, because it's so important, and that's how I felt at the end of last year, and that's why I had to take that rest and recuperation. So question is, will this family holiday give you that rest and recuperation, or is this another high energy kind of?
Oh, no, it is rest. Yeah.
Great.
It's definitely rest and recuperation.
So you will get that chance.
My parents don't holiday, fast and loose. They holiday beach.
Great.
Coffee in the morning, morning swim,
read
the paper, go back to the beach, go home for lunch, go to the pool, read your book, have a nap, have dinner. That's my holiday.
And
so that's coming.
Yes.
And I can't wait. for that.
Great.
But I have come up with some learnings. So the end of the year, when you get to that point that you were at where it's just all coming together and you just feel like you need that time away. Something little that I did, not this year, obviously, because I've had a mess this year, but a couple of years ago was on that very last day where I finished everything, I went away just for a night. I just booked a night away and a little kind of step aside and step away from that end of the year. And then I got to come back into Christmas and everything with a fresh head. I kind of wasn't like, oh, now I've got to do Christmas. The fact that, like, just the little thing of being able to step away for just one night. And it's just that I've got my little brother lives up the road, and just being able to go up to his house, so it just felt, just to get away from the normality, your kitchen, your mess, your everything, just to be able to step away, get some headspace, and then pick up and start again. I didn't realise that it had so much of an effect on me, and I'd wish that I'd done something like this year, but I think the guilt would have taken over me with that I had to pack boxes. But at the end of the year, I now try, with the exception of last year, to make that something that I do. We finish on the very last day, I pack up, I go away for just the Saturday, Sunday, or the Sunday, Monday, or the whatever it happens to be in the Christmas period, get away, come back, and go again.
So do you go away just by yourself, or do you take Heath with you, or is it like this is just a solo exercise?
I've done different variations. So the first time I did it was in 2013. Yeah, so 14, 15, I did different variations of that.
Right.
Yeah, 13, 14, 15. Didn't do it in 16. Wish I had of.
And how? What made you do it? Like what gave you the idea to do that?
The very first time I did it, it was that's not a good story. It was to go away to a funeral, essentially. But because I was away, and this, the sense that people aren't going to bug you. If you're going away for a funeral, people aren't going to call and bother you about, you know, little things. And that's what I needed, just that step away from everyday life and questions about things. So the first time I did it was for that, and so it wasn't a good reason, but still I felt the difference in being able to step away, even though it was a sad occasion. And then I went, this is really valuable. This is something that I could do. And it wasn't expensive. As I said, I just went to somewhere that I know that there was a different bed, different bed for the night, and, go and stay at a friend's house, go and stay at my brother's, anything, and then be able to take a moment and come back to real life and just feel energized that I could tackle it rather than feeling like everything was a bit overwhelming.
My learning was that I have to do that more often. You know, I don't think there's many people that will not advise you to take holidays in a small business when you're a small business owner. And I think there's so many small business owners that it's just so easy not to take holidays because things just go so quickly and you don't even think about it. It's not a conscious choice a lot of the time. You know, you just really, you know, a lot of the time you have to be there and you just get on with it. And, you know, I think that's the case with, certainly in my case, it's not just me, it's the kids, you know, they have all sorts of commitments that it's very hard to get away from. You know, they're all in primary school, so they're all now starting rep sports and those sorts of things, and they're big commitments. So, you know, that's another thing that probably stops us as well. And it's just very easy to go years without having a proper holiday. So for me, you know, 4 weeks was enough time to really let go and reconnect, more just reconnect with my family. You know, during the week, and this is something, and I've completely changed the way that I've come back to this year. I've restructured my life, I call it.
I think that's an episode. I think that's next
episode. That's an episode in itself. However, I did that because I realised how much I just had not experienced, you know, proper conversations with my family in 2016. You know, everything had just been functional conversation. There had not been any...
What time do you need to pick this person up to get home for this person?
Have you done your homework? Have you cleaned your teeth? Kev, have you got this? You know, has the dog been fed? You know, week upon week upon week, you know, and all of a sudden I was, and we holiday in Yamba, I was, you know, walking so casually down to the shops with one of my kids or all of my kids, and we were having real conversations about real stuff. You know, the questions that children can ask you
When they know that they've got your attention.
Yeah, and really interesting questions. And it was just so nice to be able to actually sit there and think about it and discuss those sorts of things, you know. And I just thought, gosh, that's what life's about.
Yeah.
You know, not...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Not the other stuff. So anyway, so that was my learning, was how important. And a decent holiday. You know, 1 week for me is not enough.
Yeah.
Like, it takes me a week to wind down.
Yeah.
So
especially at the end of a year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and escape. Escape from your environment, which is what you've done. I mean, we only went away for two of those weeks, but I can't sit at home and have a holiday because no. I'll sit there and I'll start decluttering or, you know, going doing jobs around the house, or I'll see my laptop there and think, oh, well, I should just actually check in at work.
Yeah.
Because I'm in my home environment and I can't relax otherwise. Yeah. So
the guilt is a big thing of if I'm here, I should be working. I could be working, so I should be working.
That's right.
And it's so much easier to go somewhere without any Wi-Fi.
Can't do anything. Sorry. Yep.
Yeah. But good for everyone in your business as well and in your life to know that you're also not contactable in that time.
Yes.
And just that's no time.
And actually, Stace, that's probably another learning was to put some boundaries around that. So the one of my team members who took the business for 2 weeks and took care of the business for 2 weeks, God love him, which was a big thing to do for him. And I was, you know, a little bit nervous about it, completely confident in his ability to be able to do that. However, the first time I've done it, but I had said to him, you know, I won't be contactable. You know, don't contact me. Don't ask me questions. Don't send me texts. Don't send me emails. I'm not here.
Yep.
I'm not going to answer. And, of course, there was a few conversations that I did have with him, but that was me initiating them.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think that boundary setting is also something that business owners probably aren't great at and something we need to do more of because it was very empowering.
Nice. And so we'll hear more about that in our next episode where Jane lets us know how she's revolutionised her life going forward in 2017. Thank you so much for listening to Miss Bossy Boots. If you love the show and you would like to hear more of it, please make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes or you can share the love with your friends.
You can come and visit us at our Facebook page at facebook.com/Miss Bossy Boots Podcast. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you so much and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.